Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
We are here in Carol's beautiful living room, and in the last hours that Gabi is with us, she'll fly out today with Jennifer and Carol and John and me, and we are recuperating and rejoicing over the conference and that we've just finished. I've kind of been dependent on them, what they see, because I couldn't see it from their perspective, what the Lord did, but He was definitely present, hugely present, and sustained me miraculously to deliver the message.
Well, I'm a little torn because on the one hand, I struggle to even have words for the messages themselves. And, you know, John had a word for everyone at the conference the first night, and it was ask, seek, and knock. And he said, the bigger your desire, the bigger the fulfillment of what he will pour into you this weekend. And I actually remember being a little intimidated when he said that, because I thought, well, I don't know if my desire is big enough. How big is big? And I started chasing that down the rabbit hole a little bit. And then I just stopped and said, no, you know what? As big as big, as much as I can carry, you know better than me what I can take, what you've prepared me to take. I trust that you have prepared me because I asked you to. And I believe it was your will to do so. And, I mean, good grief. I'm so full and so empty at the same time right now that it is just an odd way of walking through life. On the one hand, I'm hollowed out because, he came so powerfully and he poured through and had such love for everyone who came. And, it's a privilege of mine and a calling at these conferences, to be a pretty specific vessel for that love and for the welcome for the people who come. And it's such a gift. It's an honor, really. So spent in that sense, because I do believe that he poured through as he wanted to and on who he wanted to pour. And also so full, I can barely access it, because the truth is I find that bits and pieces of it are coming back. And I'm realizing that that word that John had was absolutely fulfilled. And, I don't even know all that I took in at this point. It was a very apt word. And I believe that because you had that prayer, that that anointing goes out for anyone who listens to the series, who was unable to be there, and who would listen to it. I absolutely believe that if you receive that word prior to listening, that he will do through even the messages that. But I do want to say a word about the people and about the body life that I experienced at this conference. And it was an amazing thing, I think. I sit at the back, so I have a chance to observe and to see the faces. And obviously, but there was such an anticipated focus, an overwhelming focus of, and anticipation is the word. It was an anticipation of what he would say, what he would show us, who he would be. And I've rarely, if ever, experienced that kind of focus on the headship of the Lord, that kind of focus on not each other, not, you know, who's new, who am I meeting. It wasn't that these things weren't there, but they were not the priority. To have a chance to love each other, to welcome each other, to speak to each other, to see each other after a long time. These are all wonderful things, and they're gifts, and he gives them, and there's no problem. But that was not the priority. And I felt like that was not the priority for the people I came in contact with.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is not always the norm, because we are sheep and we like getting sheepy with each other and playing in the pasture. And there's no problem with that. The Lord, he doesn't condemn that. That's not a problem. But in this particular conference, there was just, it was just focused anticipation of him. And that is what we had in common. And that is what held us. And I just have not experienced quite that degree, I think, before. And to me, that was also, that was as much an indication of the message of his presence, of the importance. Martha said at the beginning that the Lord had prepared her to prepare the church for the Lamb. And he called people to be there and or to listen to these messages, who have that passion, who have that hunger, who are in anticipation of meeting the Lamb and want to be prepared. That's the main thing I had.
I couldn't talk about the contents of the conference right now, as I'm filled to the brim and would have to digest it all and hear it over and over again to simply get all in what had been there. But what this conference was about most for me was that I've never been at a place where that was what was spoken was so real in life there. So what we learned about was who he is as a lamb by watching Martha talk. As an intercessor for her, I knew about your weakness, Martha, and about your physical strugglings, and the amount he reduced you to before was enormous. And this was such a testimony of who he was, by simply watching you coming in completely weak and standing and speaking in complete strength. In complete strength. In 4 hours? For hours following and following and following. In authority, in power, in complete clearness, in a line. There was nothing coming from you, and this was always the line at your conferences, but this time it was completely clear there was nothing coming from you. And all you taught about was how much he wants to be living in us. And that's exactly what you demonstrated and what he demonstrated in you by reducing you to definitely nothing who could do it by himself or herself. And this had an enormous power in my eyes. He was, by the message, by the word spoken, and by the life lived out, it was all one. And it was extremely a lamb, who had no power in its own, who couldn't do anything but be shepherded, who couldn't do anything but wait to be fed. This was very, very powerful.
For me, it was very frightening because I was and didn't anticipate the level of weakness that I would experience, and it was like so completely debilitating, and I had to literally get up and go to the podium just by sheer obedience. But only when I did that did he come in. And then I could completely forget the state I was in. And I didn't think people were aware of the weakness. I know you were, but I'm not sure that most people were aware of the level of weakness. He always weakens me to get me out of the way. I wish it weren't that I weren't so difficult for him that he has to do that. But it truly was his saving grace, his power, and he did it literally because I couldn't contribute. Only gave him my body and stood up, and then he went from there and amazed me completely.
it amazed us too. And the fact that he did that was so much proof for the truth of what you said. I mean, this was, we didn't even need faith to believe what you said, but it was clear he simply did it before our eyes. Yeah, right. It was the same as watching Jesus heal somebody and see his authority in that. We saw that what you taught, always taught, that he would come in and take over and be himself in us, could reach a level one wouldn't believe. And this is simply, this was for me the biggest testimony of any conference I've ever been to.
The word I had at the beginning was impudent child, be an impudent child. And the capacity, it was about capacity. And it was about the, yes, the asking, the seeking, the finding. But the I was asking for everybody to ask for their capacity to contain and to absorb and to receive. I was asking for that to be opened wide. And then I saw that, and I'm going to be writing actually about this on the blog. I'm going to write about the impudence, because I see that impudence before the Father seems like it would be ridiculous. To demand from him would be utterly ridiculous and presumptuous. But he enjoys it, loves it, and celebrates it. And so that's why the capacity and the knocking and the seeking. And I just feel like the hearts came with full open capacity. And I felt like they were met. And the message, I'm in the process of editing it right now, and I'm done with three of the messages, and I'm on to the fourth, and I'm seeing how just the perfect flow of how your message came forth. You literally you brought the practicality of a sheep and a lamb, and then you bring it into the heavenly realm, so that literally it was like what Christ would do with all his parables. He would bring spiritual realities down to earthly, tangible, receivable examples. And I feel like that's what you did. You didn't just say, here, let me just cast you out into the cosmos and give you a grand picture. Let me give you the ethereal. You said, let me ground the ethereal into a reality. And that is a gift and a treasure, and to connect the heavenly into the practicality is actually when it's made evident in personal lives. And so you gave the opportunity, you gave the witness of, you gave the encouragement, the entire thing. It's just, the message was just phenomenal, and I'm enjoying listening to it.
Well, and John, do you think that what we witnessed was what it is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth? That's what that flow is, that combination?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.